help other people to grow as well while we're on the journey. One of the things I do notice in life and in churches, though, is that when it comes to helping other people, too often we keep it kind of at a surface level helping. You know, we don't really want to go, sometimes, I'm not saying that's happening here at all, right? But certainly from what I've seen this morning, I'm sure that's not true at all, but sometimes we want to help someone, we just want to give a quick fix to a person. I see it happen quite, not just in the church, but in life. If someone is really struggling, in the church, we may just sort of say, okay, yeah, I'll pray for you. And of course, all those things are meaningful, but I think sometimes we actually, if we want to have warmth in fellowship, we actually need to be able to dig a little bit deeper than, I guess, just surface level conversation, surface level helping. For instance, I think a lot of people are uncomfortable if someone is really struggling and is quite emotional. So if they're grieving, perhaps we might sort of say, okay, like we might know what to say, or we may just tell them about our experience, or we just may hand them a book or something like that. And those things certainly can be helpful. But I think if we want to be warmer in fellowship, we need to be able to stay with people on the journey, if that makes sense. Sometimes other people's difficulties make us feel uncomfortable. But I think the responsibility of the church is to be able to stay the journey with people, to actually, even if it means just sitting with a person while they're grieving, put a hand on their shoulder, and be willing to continue the journey, not just for a 5-minute thing on a Sunday morning. And sometimes we actually have to, it actually takes an investment of our time and energy, if that makes sense. But again, there's times when we'll be the recipients of that, and I think there's a responsibility of the church to actually sometimes go a little deeper. Now, I'm not saying that happens here at all, but I believe that's something that can be, that any person, any church can just continue to grow in, is just digging a little bit deeper, rather than just trying to give an easy answer in the moment. Sometimes that actually takes a commitment. Because you see, when people struggle, the missional effectiveness of the church is affected. Does that make sense? When a lot of people are struggling, if a lot of people aren't having their burdens carried by others, then what you guys want to do as a church here will really struggle as well. So the more we can get around one another and support one another, the more the mission of the church will actually to go and reach the lost, tell them the good news of the gospel, the more we can love one another and help each other sort of stay the course, the more your vision and your mission of your church will actually be benefited by that as well. So how can we help others practically then? We want to help carry the burdens of others. Okay, so we can make time for one another. As I said, sometimes it's actually going to take a bit of an investment of time. It could be money, but either way, at times it's going to be a cost involved in, helping to carry other people's burdens. So as a church, are we willing to make time for one another? Are we willing to continue to cook a meal for someone? And again, by the sound of it, I don't even really need to be saying that this morning, because we can already see that in action here. We can also listen to one another. If someone's really struggling, rather than wanting to jump in straight away and tell another person how they should respond, are we willing to actually listen? To listen to another person open up and tell their story? And I certainly find as a counsellor, if I'm able to just keep my mouth closed for a little while when I'm trying to understand another person, the more safe they feel and the more they're willing to actually share what's going on, so that I can know how I can help another person. But if I jump straight in, I guess the effect of me as a helper will be hindered by that. Certainly my prayer again is here that you're a church that will actually just listen to one another before we actually say anything. there's times as well when it's important to speak truth in love. It's okay to challenge one another. And again, it has to be from a motive of love and wanting to reach out to another person. Mm. And certainly as well, we can pray with one another. See, bearing burdens of other people isn't easy. It can take a commitment. But I believe that the results are well worth it. Like we've already kind of seen here this morning.
Mm.
Just as I close, I really love the words of a Dutch priest named Henry Nguyen. And he once wrote, "Did I offer peace today? Did I bring a smile to someone's face? Did I say words of healing? Did I let go of my anger and resentment? Did I forgive? Did I love?" These are the real questions.
Mm.
When it comes to fellowship and helping people to belong in this place, these are the real questions. Did I offer hope to someone? Did I reach out to someone? Did I start to let go of some anger and resentment towards another person? Did I just say something that would just make another person smile? He doesn't smile for a while. Did I do that today? Wouldn't that be a great thing to do as you go to bed? How was my day today? Did I do those things for someone else?
Hmm.
Did someone make me smile today? It'd be a great thing to do. So I'm just going to pray now. I'll get you just to, that's okay, just to close your eyes. We'll just have a moment just as well, just a personal reflection. Just reflect on, just have a moment of reflecting on our own heart. Certainly not going to be a place of judging ourselves or beating ourselves up. But let's just take a moment to reflect on where's our heart at with hospitality and reaching out to one another and being warm and wanting to journey with another person. In my heart, do I want to carry another person's burdens? Let's just take a moment to seek God in that, in a quiet moment. So we get to the truth of where our heart is. Speak into their hearts this morning. Lord, would you help to continue on a daily basis to increase the warmth in our heart for other people? Would you help us to deal with any, if there's any anger, bitterness, disappointment, anything that will really eat away at our heart? Would you continue to strengthen us? To make our heart just so full of joy and happiness that it just wants to reach out to other people and to overflow in joy? Help us to offer peace to others today. Help us to bring a smile to someone else's face. Help us to say words of healing to other people. Lord, would your Holy Spirit be active in doing these things? Father, would you continue to encourage this church in the good that they're doing, in the fellowship here, in being hospitable to one another? And would you just continue to grow that, Jesus? Continue to grow it on a daily basis. Continue to remind the church of the importance of being warm in fellowship. In Jesus' name, amen.